Blog Talk Radio.
I am sought by those who ask not for me.
I am found by those who sought me not. I said, behold me unto a nation that was not called by my name. I have spread out my hands all the days unto a rebellious people that walk in a way that was not good after their own thoughts. I'll stop right here for a minute. That word rebellious, it takes me over to Isaiah 1:2-23. Let me read Isaiah 1:2. Hear, O heaven, and give ear, O let me start over that. Hear, O heaven, give ear, for Yahweh has spoken.
Yeah.
I have nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me. The ox knoweth his owner, and the donkey has his master's crib. But Israel don't know my people, do it not consider. A sinful nation of people, a sinful nation of people lean with iniquity. A seed of evildoers, children, that are corrupt, they have forsaken Yahweh. They have provoked the Holy One of Israel unto anger. They are gone away backwards. Why should ye be stricken any more? Ye will revolt more and more. The whole head is sick, and the whole heart faint. From the sole of the foot even unto the head, there is no soundness in it, but wounds and bruises and putrefying sores. They have not been closed, neither bound up, neither mollified with ointment. Your country is desolate. Your cities are burnt with fire. Your land, foreigners drove it in your presence, and it is desolate, also overthrown by foreigners. And the daughters of Zion is left as a boot in a vineyard, as a lodge in a garden of cucumbers, as a besieged city. Except Yahweh of hosts had left unto us a very small remnants, we should have been like Sodom, and we should have been like unto Gomorrah. Hear the word of Yahweh, ye ruler of Sodom. Give ear unto the law of our Elohim, ye people of Gomorrah. To what purpose is the multitude of your sacrifice unto me? Said Yahweh, I am full of the burnt offering of rams and the fat of fed beasts, and I delight not in the blood of bullocks, of the lamb, or of the goat. When ye come to appear before me, who has required this at your hands, to tread my courts? Bring no more vain oblations. Incense is an abomination unto me. The new moon and Sabbath they call of assemblies, I cannot bear it, its iniquity, even the slums meeting. Your new moon and your appointment feast, my soul has hates. They are a trouble unto me. I am weary of bearing them. And when ye stretch forth your hands, I will hide my eyes from you. Yea, when you make many prayers, I will not hear. Your hands are full of blood. Waste yourself, make yourself clean. Put away the evil of your doings from before my eyes. Cease to do evil.
Mm-hmm.
Learn to do well. Seek justice.
Yeah.
Relieve the oppressed. Judge the fatherless.
Mm-hmm.
Plead for the widow. Come now and let us reason together, said Yahweh. Throughout your sins, be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. taught, they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If ye be willing, obedience, ye shall eat the good of the land. But if ye refuse and rebel, ye shall be devoured with the sword, for the mouth of Yahweh has spoken it.
Hallelujah.
Okay, family, if anyone have to want to interject, you can press 1 so you could discuss what point you have based on the Torah reading. Isaiah 65:3. A people that provoke me to anger continuously to my face, that sacrifice in garden and burnt incense upon altars of bricks. They remains among the graves and lodge in the mountain in the moments that eat swine's flesh and brought of abomination things is in their vessels. I'll stop there. With the swine, we know that the swine is unclean. I would go to Leviticus 11:7. Leviticus 11:7 reads, and this is the law of the sacrifice of peace offering, which he shall offer unto Yahweh. Oh, excuse me, family. I read the wrong verse, wrong chapter, in Leviticus. Leviticus 11:7, and it reads, and the swine taught he divided the hoof and clove-footed. Yet he chew not the cud. He is unclean to you. So finally, we know the swine is unclean. You know. Back to Isaiah 65:5. They say, stand by themselves, come not near to me, for I am holier than thee. Those are a smoke in my nose, a fire that burneth all the days. Behold, it is written before me, I will not keep silent, but will recompense unto their bosom. Your iniquities and the iniquities of your fathers together, said Yahweh, who have burned incense upon the mountains and blasphemed me upon the hills. Therefore will I measure their former words into their bosom. Thus said Yahweh, as the new wine is found in the cluster, and one said, destroy it not, for a blessing is in it. So will I do for my servants' sake, that I may not destroy them all.
Hallelujah.
And I will bring forth a seed out of Jacob and out of Judah, an inheritor of my mountains, and my elect shall inherit it, and my servant shall dwell there. And Sharon shall be a fold of flock, and the valley of Achor, a place for the herds to lay down in, for my people that have sought me. But ye are they that forsake Yahweh, that forget my holy mountain, that prepare a table for that troops, and that furnish the drink offering unto that number. Therefore will I number you to the sword, and ye shall all bow down to the slaughter, because when I call, ye did not answer. When I spoke, ye did not hear, but did evil before my eyes, and did choose that is which I delighted not. Therefore, thus said Yahweh Elohim, behold, my servant shall eat, but ye shall be hungry. Behold, my servant shall drink, but ye shall be thirsty. Behold, my servant shall rejoice, but ye shall be amazed. Behold, my servant shall sing for joy of heart, but he shall cry for sorrow of heart, and shall wail for vexation of spirit. And ye shall leave your name for a curse unto my chosen, for Yahweh Elohim shall say thee, and call his servants by another name, that he who beseed him blessed himself in the earth shall bless himself in Elohim of truth. And he that sweareth in the earth shall swear by Elohim of truth, because the former troubles are forgotten, and because they are hidden from my eyes. For behold, I create new heaven and new earth, and the former shall not be remembered nor come into mind. I would stop there for a little while, family. I'll go to Revelations, where it talks about basically the same thing. Revelations 21:1. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down from Elohim out of heaven, prepared as a brick, as a bride adorned for a husband.
Hallelujah.
Sixty-five, 18. But be glad and rejoice forever in that which I create. For behold, I create Jerusalem a rejoicing, and her people a joy. And I will rejoice in Jerusalem and joy in my people. And the voice of weeping shall be no more heard in her, nor the voice of crying.
Hallelujah.
There shall be no more in it an infant of days, nor an old man that has not filled his days. For the child shall die an 100 years old, but the sinner, being 100 years old, shall be accursed. And they shall build houses and inhabit them, and they shall plant vineyards and eat the fruits of them. They shall not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. For like the days of a tree are the days of my people.
Hallelujah.
And my elect shall long enjoy the works of their hands. They shall not labor in vain, nor burn, nor bring forth for trouble, for they are the seed of the blessed of Yahweh.
Hallelujah.
And their offspring with them. And it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer. And while they are yet speaking, I will hear. The wolf and the lamb shall feed together, and the lion shall eat straw like the bullock, and the dust shall be the serpent's food. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, said Yahweh.
Hallelujah.
Okay, Brother Rob,
Shalom. What's going on, IQ?
How you enjoying being inside in this lovely weather we have?
I just came in the house at 2 o'clock.
Well, so I guess you is one of them who was out there.
Yeah, I just was outside.
Huh?
Say again?
I said, how outside is?
Oh, I didn't go anywhere. I just, shoveled the snow off, wiped the snow off the car and everything. It's okay, though. I seen the National Guard driving up my street earlier. That's why I said, man, let me hurry up. I lost track of time. I said, man, let me hurry up and get in there.
Okay. Switching over to Brother Ariel.
How you know I was on? Hey, Aki, how you know I was on? How you know I was on the radio? I mean, listening to you.
I got the keyboard here, man, seeing everybody that is on.
Oh, okay.
I know everybody that is on.
I was wondering, I said, how you know I'm listening? All right.
Yeah, all right. Brother
okay.
Ariel.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Shalom, my kid. Good Sabbath to you.
Good Sabbath to you. I know you got something to say to me.
Great lesson so far, IK. Great lesson. Great lesson. One of the best things about Abba is he loves us. And what I was listening to so far, those who don't want to listen to him, as he said earlier, those who keep his commandments, mercy. But those who don't keep his commandments, he's going to destroy them. And that's what I've been hearing out of the Torah portion so far. Those who keep his commandments, he's going to have mercy for. And those who not, he's not going to have mercy for them.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And that's not just saying that you're doing it 100%, that you're putting a foot forward. You're trying to keep his commandments. That's what he said. Try to keep my commandments. Know we will fall short, and where we fall short, that's where the blood covers them. Like Brother Paul said, we don't want to continue to fall short. We want to move forward. We want to get past that sin that always besets us.
Mm-hmm.
But great show so far, Aki.
Toda. All right, moving on here. Zakian Ward, how are you doing today? Shalom, Zakian Ward. Shalom.
Shalom, bro. How you doing today?
I'm doing fine. You know, I'm in here, you know, going over this Torah portion and, you know, just shouting out to all the people that is listening and, you know, just want to say that I didn't hear from you for a little while and, you know, I understand certain things and you know, just saying shalom and how you doing and, you know, keep up the good works.
Yeah, thank you, bro. I have been going through some things here of late, bro. No,
excuse me?
Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, you know, what I mean, you know, you don't really have to, you know, if you, you know, don't want to, you know, just shouting you out and, you know, and, you know, so it's, what I mean is everything is all good and, you know, just, as I said, it's good to hear your voice. I know that we haven't been over there in the past couple of weeks and, you know, we're trying to get over there, but, you know, everything's been going so fast, so, you know, we just haven't get over there yet, but we be over there, you know.
Yeah, y'all, when the weather gets a little better. But, thank you for thinking about me, man, and the prayers from Beth Yahweh.
Hallelujah. All right, Mr. Ward, I'll be moving along here.
Shalom.
So you take care and continue, as I said, doing what you're doing, you know. We all have our struggles that we go through and stuff. And so, you know, just we continue to pray for each other and, you know, pray for strength for each other. And, okay. Shalom there, Rabbi.
Shalom, Rachel. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right, good. So, Mayo Aki, told me, how's everything going over there?
Everything is going fine.
Okay. Well, with Isaiah, one thought that the Most High put on my heart when you had gotten to chapter 65, verses 21 and 22, and I'll read them just to bring it back to people's memory. And they shall build houses and inhabit them, and they shall plant vineyards and eat the fruit of them. They shall not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. For as the days of a tree are the days of my people, and mine elect shall long enjoy the work of their hands. And one of the things that he brought to my mind was in Deuteronomy chapter 28. Matter of fact, we'll be looking at that next week on the Jeremiah 1:10. But in Deuteronomy 28, verse 30, one of the curses that the Most High actually said would fall upon Israel. He says, thou shalt betroth the wife, and another man shall lie with her. Thou shalt build an house, and thou shalt not dwell therein. Thou shalt plant a vineyard, and shalt not gather the grapes thereof. And when you look at that, there's going to be a complete contrast to what you see happening among Israel today, because at this point in our state, in this diaspora, we're building, but we're not dwelling in these places. We are planting, but we're not taking or partaking of the fruit of what we plant. So we see here how the word of the Most High is being fulfilled, but then we have in Isaiah the promise that it will not always be this way, Israel. So as always with Isaiah, the prophet of salvation, there's that message of hope for Israel, you know. So praise going on to be to the Most High for blessing us with the insight to see that he hasn't forgotten about us. Hallelujah.
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 Okay, Rabbi, moving on here. Brother Maria, shalom.
Shalom, what? Can you hear me?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good, and you?
I'm doing fine. Just trying to rest my neck a little from looking long and reading. So.
Yeah, it's just one thing that I wanted to point out. I mean, I wanted to say it was about the way Yahweh is. He just allowed me know the weather conditions. It don't matter what kind of weather or no kind of condition. It always seems as though his word is gonna go through no matter what.
Hallelujah.
So trust Yahweh, and Yahweh, use you and use us as a whole. And no matter, like, any kind of conditions, rely on Yahweh, and he's going to see us through. So that let me know nothing can stop his word from giving out through the people that he gave his word to.
Hallelujah.
Toda. All right. Okay. All right, moving on along to Brother Yariel. Shalom.
Shalom, Aki. Shalom. Hey, I just want to, I'm assuming y'all can hear me. You know, this is my first time.
Yeah, I can hear you.
I'm like getting on Blog Talk or anything, but just reiterate what Brother Maral said. You know, I had that thought in my mind about, here looking at this weather. This weather is, I think I was talking to my wife, and, this weather is making everybody on the East Coast keep the Sabbath, whether they want to or not. It's giving them an opportunity to hear us, speak to them, speak the words of Yah to them. And, as he's blessing us with this snow, because we know snow is a semblance of water. So we're being blessed right now. He's blessing the earth.
Hallelujah.
He's also blessing the people with his word, hearing us speak. And just a, just a wonderful thing because, like Marel was saying, that word is going to go forth. Weather doesn't stop his word. The weather just is just another symbol of his word being given to the earth. However, we as people in ignorance don't understand the power of Yah and seeing the elements that he put out there for us to learn from and giving us an opportunity to give him praise and give him honor. And, just hallelujah. And,
hallelujah. Toda, brother.
All right.
Okay, family, we're moving on to chapter 66. Oh, we get to to chapter 66. You know, I know, I guess, you know, when you growing up and stuff, certain traditions, like myself growing up, you know, I was always taught that my birthday has always been a bad, lucky number because, you know, I'm 1366 or 666, however you want to put it, 666 or 613, however you want to rearrange the numbers. So basically, they were talking about whether 666 or the number 13. And, you know, coming to the truth and understanding that, you know, that was just, don't ask me where it started or where it, but, you know, it still goes on because people still talk about those numbers who don't know that, you know, is an unlucky number, which, you know, when you come into the truth and you walk in this way, you know, you don't believe in luck no more. So the numbers that, you know, it's there, it's just like, you know, Isaiah gets 66 books and you know, they under certain, what do you call it, Jewish traditions, they have 613 laws.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there goes my 613. You know.
Hallelujah.
So, yeah, that's just a little tidbit that I had to throw out there about the 613 and stuff, which is my birthday, by the way. Isaiah 66:1. Thus said Yahweh, the heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. Wherever is the house that ye built unto me, and where is the place of my rest? For all those things has my hand made, and all those things have been said, Yahweh. But to this man will I look, even to him that is poor and of a contrite spirit, and a trembling at my word. He that killeth an ox is as if he slew a man. He that sacrificeth a lamb as if he cut off a dog's neck. He that offered an oblation as if he offered swine's blood. He that burned incense as if he blessed an idol. Yea, they have chose their own way, and their soul delighted in their abomination. I also will choose their delusions. And I will bring their fears upon them, because when I called, none did answer. When I speak, they did not hear, but they did evil before my eyes, and choose that in which I delighted not. Hear the word of Yahweh, ye that tremble at his word, your brethren that hate you, that cast you out for my name's sake, said, let Yahweh be glorified.
Hallelujah.
But he shall appear to your joy, and they shall be ashamed.
Amen.
A voice of noise from the city, a voice from the temple, a voice of the of Yahweh, who rendered recompense to his enemies. Before she traveled, she brought forth, before her pain came, she was delivered of a man child who has hated such a thing, who has seen such things. Shall the earth be made to bring forth in one day, or shall the nations be born at once? For as soon as Zion traveled, she brought forth her children. Shall I bring to the birth and not cause to bring forth? Said Yahweh, shall I cause to bring forth and shut the womb, Elohim? Rejoice with Jerusalem and be glad with her. All ye that love her, rejoice for joy with her. All ye that mourn for her, that ye may nurse and be satisfied with the beast, the breast of her consolation, that ye may drink deeply and be delighted with the abundance of her glory.
Hallelujah.
For thus said Yahweh, behold, I will extend peace to her like a river, and the glory of the nation like a flowing stream. Then shall ye be nursed, ye shall be born upon her side, and be dandled upon her knees, as one whom his mother comfort, so will I comfort you, and ye shall be comforted in Jerusalem. And when ye see this, your hearts shall rejoice.
Amen.
And your bones shall flourish. And your bones shall flourish like an herb, and the hands of Yahweh shall be known towards his servants and his indignation towards his enemy. For behold, Yahweh will come with fire and with his chariots like a whirlwind to render his anger with fury and his rebuke with flames of fire. For by fire and by his sword will Yahweh plead with all flesh, and those slain by Yahweh shall be many. They that sanctify themselves and puff themselves in the garden behind one tree in the midst, eating swine flesh and the abomination and the mouth shall be consumed together, said Yahweh. For I know their works and their thoughts. It shall come that I will gather all nations and tongues, and they shall come and see my glory. And I will set a sign among them. And I will send those who escape of them unto the nation, to Tarshish, Paul, and Luke, that draw the bow, to Tubal and Javan, to the coast afar off, who have not heard my fame, neither have seen my glory, and they shall declare my glory among the nations, and they shall bring all your brethren for an offering unto Yahweh out of all nations upon horses and in chariots and in little litters and upon mules and upon swift beasts to my holy mountain. Jerusalem, said Yahweh, as the children of Israel, bring an offering in a clean vessel into the house of Yahweh. And I will also take of them for a priest and for Levites, say Yahweh. For as the new heaven and the new earth, which I will make, shall remain before me, said Yahweh, so shall your seed and your name remain. And it shall come to pass that from one new moon to another, and from one Sabbath to another, shall all flesh come to worship before me, said Yahweh. And they shall go forth and look upon the carcass, of the man, that have transgressed against me, for their worm shall not die, neither shall their fire be quenched, and they shall be an abhorred unto all flesh. Amen.
Amen.
And that concludes my Torah portion. If anyone, any other brothers, and have anything to say. Yeah, if any brothers have any thing to say. Okay, I guess close our prayer. Thank you, Yahweh, for blessing us with the breath of life. Thank you for allowing us to continue talking and discussing your words and your holy Shabbat. As they said, technology will increase, and without technology, we couldn't have done this or made this possible. Father, continue to bless each and every one of us. Continue to strengthen us. Continue to allow us to receive your words. Continue to build our faith. Continue to put your spirit in each and every one of us. Father, give us the strength that we need so that we can go out there and spread your words. Continue to protect and bless Brother Yakiel and his family. Continue to bless him with the knowledge and the understanding. Continue to allow him to receive your words so he could filter it out to us.
Yes.
Father, I ask all these things in your precious Son's name, Yahushua, our Savior and Redeemer, and our soon coming King. Amen.
Amen. Yevarecha Yahweh, Vishmerecha, Yael Yahweh, Panayu Alecha, Vichenecha, Yisra Yahweh, Panayu Alecha, Veyasim Recha Shalom. Yahweh bless you and keep you. Yahweh make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. His countenance upon you and give you peace. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise Yahweh from the heavens. Praise Yah in the highest. Praise Him, all His messengers. Praise Him, all His hosts. Praise Him, sun and moon, and all you stars of light. Heavens of heavens, and you waters above the heavens. Mm-hmm. Let them praise the name of Yahweh. Let them praise the name of Yahweh. Hey, let them praise the name of Yahweh. Oh, let them praise the name of Yahweh. Let them praise the name of Yahweh. For He commanded and they were established them forever and ever. He gave a law that they pass not beyond. Praise Yahweh from fire and hail, snow and clouds, stormy winds, mountains and all trees, fruit trees, and all cedars, creeping creatures, flying birds, people, rulers, all judges of the earth, from young men and maidens, old men and children, love them, praise the name of Yahweh. Let them praise the name of Yahweh. For His name alone is exalted. His splendor above earth and heaven. Let them praise the name of Yahweh. He lifts the horn of his people, the praise of all his kind ones, of the sons of Yisrael, a people near to him. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Thank you.